Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for March the 16th. In the year of our Lord, 2022, this is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country, and to do so in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. That is our guide. And absolutely, we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful solutions we still have at our fingertips. And as you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to the broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. A quick recap of yesterday's show. Newly released FBI documents link a Saudi spy in California directly to the 9/11 attacks, ladies and gentlemen. Why are we literally talking about this 21 years later is beyond me, but they say it's a 50-50 chance that he even knew of the terror plot in advance. USA Today with the article and the details. The alleged aviation official, ladies and gentlemen, was really a Saudi spy that reported directly to a Saudi prince that was an influential ambassador in Washington, D.C., and a close friend of George W. Bush and other top U.S. government officials. Think about that. Intelligence officials concluded finally in 2017 that California-based Saudi spy Omar al-Bayoumi not only helped several 9/11 hijackers to find apartments in San Diego, but believe it or not, that there was a 50-50 chance that he had advanced knowledge of their evil plans. Yeah, for years, top FBI and Justice Department officials kept this information secret. Yeah, they even withheld that information from congressional investigators and from the 9/11 Commission and from the 10,000 American citizens who had signed on to a massive federal class action lawsuit that seeked to link Saudi officials to 9/11. Your government withheld this information, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you right now, it's absolutely criminal. And we need to create accountability. I don't know who's speaking out boldly, nobly, independently about this, but I'm telling you, we need everyone aboard to tell the tale. I'm grateful for USA producing this report. USA Today, I should say. Everybody else simply seems, for the most part, silent or to kind of gloss over the details. We cannot have too short of memories as Americans, ladies and gentlemen. Look, George Bush promised he would get to the bottom of it and hold those responsible accountable. He promised that if you're not with us, you're against us. But now it turns out a Saudi spy had ties to a Saudi prince who had ties directly to George Bush on 9/11. And we literally went after Iraq and Osama bin Laden when it turned out to be Saudi all along. And Ron Paul fingered that reality right at the start and everybody mocked him. Wow, folks. All right, another topic that's just as shocking. Jenny Thomas, wife of Clarence Thomas, attended Donald Trump's rally on January 6th that preceded the Capitol riot. I guess she left before they say the insurrection occurred. But you know what? A lot of my friends left before that happened as well. A lot of my friends got innocently caught in the melee. A lot of people were at the Capitol and in the front but pushed into the building. They didn't even intentionally go into the building. They just kind of got pushed into the building, wandered around through the kind of maze, and then left. I don't know what to say about this, ladies and gentlemen, but wow. Now, I'm not attacking Jenny for this. I'm just telling you that this proves that innocent people went with well-meaning intentions. Most people are in that category. There are provocateurs in government and beyond that made this, in my opinion, all go off the rails. And the government knows it. But yet they continue to prosecute and cause trouble for many, many, many Americans, calling us domestic terrorists and insurrectionists, and especially attacking Donald Trump. It's a shame. Now, Elon Musk goes off goofy looking for attention-grabbing headlines. Elon Musk challenges Vladimir Putin to a single combat on Twitter. What's the prize? The Ukraine. Just, wow. The U.S. also warned China that it will face consequences if it supports Russia's invasion of the Ukraine after reports that, Russia asked China to supply them military equipment. Meanwhile, talks between Moscow and Kyiv continue. So that's a big concern. What'll happen? Will China pick sides? Well, we hear China's starting to back away. The Communist Chinese Party started to back away from Russia. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not taking the U.S.'s side, China's side, or Russia's side in this. We all need to back up and have peace. And why we're, attacking Russia in terms of banking and sanctions and everything else, in my opinion, is a problem. What has Russia done to us? Well, you say, well, they invaded Ukraine, Sam. Don't you know how evil that is? No, I don't. Well, what I mean by that is I'm not saying the invasion's not evil, but I don't know how evil China is, or Russia is, and how righteous the Ukraine is. Right? See, do I think it's all bad blood? Absolutely. Do I think it's evil to murder and kill and go to war? Yes, I do. But do I believe Russia's guilty of it more so than, say, the Ukraine or China or the United States or anybody else? No, I don't. See, that's the problem with these world global affairs and relationships and involvements and everything else. We think we know, but we don't know. We think we got the upper hand, but we don't. What gives us the right? Well, you'd say, Sam, we have every right to sanction Russia. No, we don't. That's kind of what I'm getting at. How is Russia worse than China? Well, Sam, Russia just invaded the Ukraine, and China didn't invade Taiwan. Well, they took over Hong Kong. Is Taiwan next? See, how bad of violations? What about the United States and over 130 nations militarily? What about the United States and their belligerent abuse? All right, schools got record money during COVID. They're having a hard time spending it all, says USA Today. Why are we giving schools so much money they're having a hard time spending it all? Why is the federal government giving money anyway when they're $30 trillion in debt and growing at an alarming rate? Amazon, believe it or not, is even temporarily closing one of their Seattle, Washington offices due to an increase in crime, including shootings and carjackings, writes Bloomberg. Think about that. It's so bad now in America. We're devolving into a third world country, for crying out loud. Now in Seattle, it's so violent, you can't even keep an Amazon office open. Shootings, hijacking, it's just out of control. That's where they allowed Chaz to occur. And then they want you to believe that Americans are the domestic threat, see? Well, who's the domestic threat? Who are the provocateurs? Why don't they chase the money? You follow the money, you find out reality, right? But they're not doing any of that. They're just letting these insurrections occur. Senator Rand Paul did a great job and put forward an amendment on Monday that would eliminate Dr. Anthony Fauci's role as director of the National Institutes of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. He said, hey, no one person should be deemed dictator in chief. He said in a statement, we got to stop Fauci. He's right as rain. Hopefully Rand Paul can gain traction with that. We do need to dump Fauci. We also need to criminally prosecute the evil doctor. Just my opinion, to which I'm entitled. India, believe it or not, may accept an offer from China. I'm sorry, from Russia. Let me say that over. India may accept an offer from Russia to buy its crude oil and other commodities at a discount after the United States announced that it would ban Russian imports. So Russia's just saying, hey, if you don't want our oil, United States, well, why don't we sell it to India? India's saying, we're interested in a discount. You betcha. Now, how do you blame India? But now the question is, are we going to put threat to China and say, don't you dare work with Russia? Are we going to now threaten India and say, don't you dare buy this product from Russia? See, who do we think we are, ladies and gentlemen? And that's the problem. Well, Sam, we're the righteous, good, moral American, peacekeeping country. No, you're not. You're literally raging around the world with sanctions and big money and trying to force the world onto our dollar, literally creating the, instead of the constitutional currency in the supreme law of the land, gold and silver, you're literally doubling down with black oil money, black evil money, money that creates the petrodollar, trying to pretend that we can force the world's currency to be the dollar to save our own bacon of debt out the wazoo. It's insanity, folks. And then we run around and act like we're the good guys? Shame on us. Shame on the jettisoning of the Constitution. And more importantly, shame on those leaders who pretend that I'm the terrorist. Wow. All right, we had our guest on second hour. It was the simulcast with Brighty on TV and the Sheriff Mac Show. We had on Ben Swan, incredible leader, well-known for truthinmedia.com and well-known for his reality check reports. Great stuff. We talked about his reality check truth about U.S.-funded bio labs in the Ukraine. And this is what I'm talking about. We pretend we have the moral high ground and that we're protecting and helping Ukraine. What a shame. We're the ones that had bio labs in the Ukraine now. And then we lied about it to our citizens. When I say we, meaning the government and media, lied about it. I didn't. I told the truth. Ben Swan told the truth. But mainstream press in bed with government literally lying and then getting caught. The truth is there were bio labs in the Ukraine, ladies and gentlemen. Then we lied again and said, oh, they were Soviet labs. We're just cleaning them up. Oh, yeah, 30 years later, you're still cleaning them up? And what about the one you built in 2010 that we've documented? See, they don't have any knowledge or truth. They're just lying to you. All right, Biden bans Russian oil. The great reset's in motion. We talked about that as well. And I've got more in seconds on your radio.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by six corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way. But actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, so back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. I'm kind of angry a little bit. I'm kind of going on a rant, but I think I'm justified in that. There's a new media social, a new social media solution called Sovereign.media that Ben Swan and others are in charge of. It's pretty neat stuff, ladies and gentlemen. They've got incredible videos over there. They're working on getting on the blockchain, so they're hard to take down, and there's a permanent history. They're doing a great job. Archives of the simulcast show that was yesterday, the audio portion on libertyroundtable.com and lovingliberty.net, the video portion on brighteon.com for the archive. So check all that out. It's pretty cool to weekly have a simulcast of the radio and TV show. They decided to name it the Sheriff Mac Show, even though I'm the co-host to highlight Sheriff Mac, which I'm great thoughtful about. But I just tell you, so the Sheriff Mac and Liberty Roundtable Live simulcast, second hour every Tuesday. Great stuff, great TV, great radio, great guests, informative information to say the least. And we're working on making it better and better and better in terms of its presentation. So check that out. Wow. All right, and that's a recap of the broadcast that took place yesterday. Still available at LibertyRoundtable.com and LovingLiberty.net. Spread the word. We're doing more and more on the LovingLiberty.net website, too. It's pretty cool stuff. And remember, if you're listening to Loving Liberty, you can listen online 24/7 live. But you can also check out the archives and then the incredible podcasts. We've got way more podcasts than we even have time to put them on the 24-hour clock for radio. So check all that out. You can download the iPhone app or the Android app. It's absolutely free and available to you. Listen anytime, anywhere. Spread the word. Share the love. Donate liberally. LovingLiberty.net. All right, that's a recap. Now, news the networks refuse to use today starts now. The U.S. Senate unanimously passed a bill to make daylight savings time permanent in 2023. The Sunshine Protection Act is what it's called. I don't know how you protect sunshine by your government, but there you go. The government's capable of everything, ladies and gentlemen, even protecting sunshine. I mean, see how they name these bills? It's just comical, isn't it? As if they have just godlike power. I mean, it's just shocking. Anyway, the Sunshine Protection Act, I know what they're saying. I'm just highlighting something funny. The Patriot Act isn't about patriotism. It's about violating our God-given rights and putting together unconstitutional agencies like Homeland Security and the like. But I digress. The Sunshine Protection Act, which would, quote, permanently extend daylight savings time from 8 months of the year to the full 12 months. Now, it's a debate whether it's better to go to daylight savings time or if we should just roll back to standard time. And I get that. I personally am for going back to standard time because I believe it's more biblical. Nevertheless, you know, there's a debate. More Americans support standard time than daylight savings time. Standard time is like 43% of the American people. Daylight savings time is like 32% of the American people. But Marco Rubio says, hold on. People are already 8 months of the year on the daylight savings time. So you know what? Why not stick with what we're already on for the most part and used to? Sadly, there's an argument for that. I say sadly because I'd rather go back to the biblical time. But we've already messed with it and tampered with it for so much, so long, etc., that you know what? We've got to do something. And I'm just telling you, I'd be more for standard time. But if you want to say, let's go to daylight savings time and just quit messing with it twice a year, I'd go for that. Believe it or not, 17 states have already put, I don't know what you want to say, bills on the books or laws on the books that say they're ready to go to daylight savings time as soon as the federal government gives them permission. You see, somehow we falsely believe that the federal government has authority to do this. Now, they say that, you know, you got to have federal government approval there. You know, where does the Congress get authority to set the time? Do you see that in the Constitution anywhere, ladies and gentlemen? This is a very serious issue. I don't see where the federal government gets authority for that at all. Nevertheless, it's interesting. The U.S. Senate passed this unanimously. Wow, have you ever seen something like that before, ladies and gentlemen? So there's a lot of support for this. The Senate passed it so quickly, a couple of senators all of a sudden turned around and went, wait, what happened? So how you pass something unanimously and then you wonder what happened is beyond me. But again, this is the Senate, right? These guys are, to some degree, clowns up there, right? You got these clowns running around going, doop-de-doop-de-doop. Wait, what happened? Oh, you voted for it? Okay, you don't know what happened, but you voted for it? Okay, so that's kind of the deal. But I'm happy that, you know what, it was unanimous. People are saying we're sick of government moving us back and forth twice a year, every year. Great expense. Just imagine if you're a jeweler or a watch dealer or something like that, and you got to reset all the manual classical watches and stuff. It's just like, what the heck? And then, you know, in our time, it's like, hey, people get up late. People show up late for things. People are confused. Automation has to be updated. There's more deaths in the morning and in the evening because people are just all off and lacking sleep and running around melting down. And schools have to start late and lose an hour of education because, by golly, people need their sleep, don't you know? And we go on and on and on with this, in my opinion, psychotic behavior. Ben Franklin was a great dude, but this is one of his massive faux pas. I'm telling you right now. Now, I also kind of understand, not that I agree with it, but I understand, you know, the farmers saying, hey, you know, adjusting to take advantage of the daylight makes sense. And I understand all that, but we're way beyond that in America today, ladies and gentlemen. In my opinion, we ought to go to standard time and reduce to 2 time zones on the mainland instead of 4. That would simplify the world big time. You know, you could literally move specific to daylight savings time, mountain to standard time, and now they're on the same time zone, right? You could take central and eastern and do the same. Eastern would be on standard, and specific would be on daylight savings time. And then what would you have? You'd have 2 time zones, literally an hour apart. See, that, you know, that would start to make a lot more sense. Right now you got 4 time zones, not counting Hawaii and other stuff like that, the Virgin Islands or whatever else. 4 times, you'd be able to simplify a lot. And you could have it an hour or 2 hours apart, depending on how you did it. But anyway, that's another topic, is the 4 time zones. But I appreciate the Senate doing this. I'm glad they're finally getting something done. This could be a bipartisan success. The president really should be urging Nancy Pelosi in the House to get this done. If the House will quickly pass it like the Senate did, and the president will sign it instantly, we could be out of this mess. Whether Nancy will go along or not, I don't know. But to me, it seems like a real opportunity to have bipartisan support and do something meaningful. And whether you like it or not, whether you agree with who came up with it or not, Marco Rubio, I think, came up with it in the Senate. Somebody else did in the House. Now they're asking Nancy Pelosi for quick passage of this thing. I just pray they get it done. I would really love some simplification. I would really love not to manipulate our time all the time, twice a year and everything else. It's amazing to me that instead of getting rid of daylight savings time when we had the chance, you know, we used to have it to be 6 months of the year and 6 months of the year, daylight savings time and standard time. Then they changed it to 8 and 4 because they felt like, oh, it'd be better for dollars and cents and wiser. And man, why don't we just get it done? I'd favor standard time, but I'll accept daylight savings time if we just quit going back and forth. Anyway, I spent too much time on this already, except for I really hope it could be a way that we can champion getting together on something. You know, I'm not really for the Republican-Democrat divide. I don't believe in the left-right-wing paradigm. I don't believe it's liberals against conservatives, right against left, one house, or house against Senate, Republicans against Democrats. I believe those are all dishonest fault lines. Okay, I believe it's the deep state against the rest of us. And I'm just telling you, if we could get together and just pass this quickly, then, hey, what else could we pass that would be simple, small, easy to understand bills that could be passed quickly? That's really something to consider, right? Anyway, enough of that, but I felt like that was really worthy of talking about. It's in the mainstream press, but it's also something that, ooh, that history, that relevance, that understanding, that unanimous vote by the Senate, man, could the House, are they just going to be that political and divisive and just jettison this whole thing? Or are they going to go, yep, 2023, we're on it. Now you say, well, Sam, why are they waiting till 2023 on this thing, for crying out loud? Well, because they want to give airlines the ability to adjust. And I get this. Beginning of this nightmare of time zone changes and everything else, or daylight savings time changes, started with the railroads. And now it's fitting that it ends by trying to deal with the airlines, right? But I get an adjustment period to say, hey, we, you know what, we need people to be able to adjust and have time to get ready for this, rather than, hey, in 5 months, you're you know, whatever. So anyway, hopefully they can get that done, right? Prayers are that they can get something that makes some sense and decreases complication and expense, right? That really is critical. So there you have it. All right. Quick pause. I got a whole lot more news that I refuse to use where that came from. War. Yeah. In the Pacific. Could it reach the United States mainland? We're going to talk about it in seconds on your radio.
protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As President Zelensky will speak to both houses of Congress this morning around 11 a.m. Eastern, it's being reported a request for him to speak at the Japanese Parliament has been submitted. The prime ministers of Poland, the Czech Republic, and Slovenia traveled to the embattled Ukrainian capital of Kyiv to meet with President Zelensky on Tuesday in a show of support for Ukraine. Slovenia Prime Minister Janez Janša.
We are also here to tell you that you're not alone. Your fight is our fight, and together we will prevail.
Almost a year after 13-year-old Adam Toledo was killed by a Chicago police officer in Little Village, Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox announced that her office will not be bringing charges against the officers who fired the fatal shot, nor will they charge the officer who killed a 22-year-old Anthony Alvarez. Both Toledo and Alvarez were carrying guns on the night they were shot. Prosecutors determined that both officers acted reasonably. USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
Military forces from Japan and the United States are practicing for war near Mount Fuji.
Japanese and U.S. Marines had their first airborne landing and combat training together near Mount Fuji today as the two allies strengthen military cooperation amid growing maritime activity by China and Russia in the regional seas. Japan has been expanding its defense budget and capability for about a decade and is now revising its key national security strategy in the face of threats from China, North Korea, and now Russia. For the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
Eli Lilly says it won't export non-essential medicines to Russia due to its invasion of Ukraine. The company is reducing its business in Russia to only provide drugs that treat diseases like cancer and diabetes. The Indiana-based drug maker says it has also suspended new clinical trials in Russia, along with all of its investments there. Eli Lilly joins a growing list of businesses that have halted or severely limited their operations in Russia since February 24th. USA Radio News.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Buxman on your radio, hard-hitting talk at your fingertips. War in what's called Indo-Pacific could reach the U.S. mainland. That's what Army Secretary Christine Wormuth says. Wormuth? I don't know how to say her last name. Anyway, she's the Army Secretary. This is serious, ladies and gentlemen. But you say, well, Sam, what the heck is this Indo-Pacific thing? The Indo-Pacific, ladies and gentlemen, sometimes known as the Indo-West Pacific, or Indo-Pacific Asia, sometimes it's also called, is a biogeographic region of Earth that comprises the tropical waters of the Indian Ocean, the Western and Central Pacific Oceans, and the seas connecting the two in the general area of Indonesia. Well, anyway, so she's basically saying, hey, if you had a war there, you know what? The mainland could be in jeopardy. War in Indo-Pacific could reach U.S. mainland. Army Secretary Christine Wormuth. Wormuth? W-O-R-M-U-T-H. Wormuth? Anyway, that is shocking and scary because you know what? Our whole lifetimes, ladies and gentlemen, we've had war around the world. And our excuse for war around the world and the reason we're in 130-plus nations militarily, even though the facts are that we think we're the hegemonist nation, we think we're like God running around as the world's cops and everything else, it's creating all kinds of problems. But nevertheless, we claim that it's because we need to keep war away from the homeland, war away from America. And by fighting all these wars around the world, then we can somehow prevent it from hitting the mainland. And so far, to some degree, whether you agree with that being the facts or not, so far that has been true. You know, our whole lifetimes, I'm 54 years old, I'll be 55 this year, we haven't really had war in America. Oh, we've had a few riots here and there and stuff like that over racial tensions and stuff like that. We've had a breakout here or there of some things like Chaz, right, like Charlottesville. Like January 6th, like et cetera. We haven't had any real war in America. We've never known war, except for overseas and on TV, right? Kind of a thing. And so now it might change. And sadly, as the American people become more wicked and turn away from God more and more and more and more, I do agree with this Christine Warmoth, is that maybe. Anyway, I agree with her in that, you know what, they are developing technology in China and other places to really accomplish those kind of goals if they chose. They have tremendous capabilities. Where do they get those capabilities, you may ask? Well, I'll tell you. We have made China our most favored nation trading partner, and we've let the flood of goods and services flowing across borders to our detriment happen for literally three decades or more now. And in the 3, 4, 5 decades this has all been happening, we have literally had a trade deficit to the tune of billions and billions and billions of dollars to where, hey, China's taken that money and built the greatest war machine the world's ever known. We have literally taken a third world, backwoods, nobody country with a lot of citizens, don't get me wrong, but I'm talking about capabilities to wage war. A nobody country to now a super war power. That's what we have done with our trade deficit. We have been so short-sighted, so dishonest with ourselves as we have funded the communist Chinese to the point where now we've got a global rival that probably in many ways even exceeds our capabilities. Joel Skousen talks about the Overton window and talks about this reality check of, you know, as the United States gets weaker and the communist nation of China gets stronger and the global elites want to have their way, there will be a Overton window, an aligning of us getting weaker and them getting stronger where they may strike. It's eventual that they will strike Russia and China and they will form an alliance that'll pretend they're friends. But over time, the betrayal will happen. And so that's what's going on. And I don't know the timing of any of this, but I'm telling you that, you know what, war in the Indo-Pacific may or could reach U.S. homeland. Sadly, that's a reality that we face, folks. That really is. It's shocking. It's scary. You go, what the heck? Yeah, I know. I know. It's shocking. And you kind of go, what do you think about that? Well, I think what we need to do is follow the sound doctrine of George Washington and wise founding fathers that say, let's avoid foreign entanglements like the plague. Don't get involved in those affairs. Just simply run the free market, the greatest economic engine the world's ever known, and invite people to join. And when countries behave badly or are bad actors, then just simply use tariffs to say, hey, we're not going to allow that bad behavior on the world stage. And so you're not sanctioning anybody. You're just simply telling them, hey, there's a greater tariff when you're a bad actor and violate free market principles and beat up on other nations and such like that. That's the best we can do is avoid those foreign entanglements and stay out and say, we're not going to fund or favor anybody. We're going to try to have friends and influence people. We're going to try to put a light upon a hill as a leadership effort to say we're not picking sides, we're not in that debate, this is not our fight. It's like a husband and wife relationship. We're staying out of it. Because you know what? Today, you might have the husband's or wife ear, or they might have your ear telling you all the negative. But when the threat passes, then the husband and wife get back together, and then you know all the bad about one or the other, and so you're still thinking very negative about that other side of the aisle that you didn't side with or hear from or whatever. And now you're kind of drug into this thing where they've already forgotten and they're past it, but now you can't forget and you can't get past it. Kind of an idea. We need to stay out of it. Is Russia right? No, they're not. But is the Ukraine right? No, they're not. Is the Communist Chinese Party, the CPP or CCP right? No, they're not. Is the United States right? Sadly, no, we're not. And all bad roads don't lead to good. All bad roads lead to bad. The only good is if we follow the Founding Fathers' wise counsel. Avoid these foreign entanglements. And yes, we've avoided a war on the mainland for quite some time, and I'm grateful for that, but we're doing the things that eventually will bring it to our door. Yeah, the blowback principle the CIA documented is alive and well, and we are engendering hatred around the world, and if we keep pouring oil in that barrel, it will eventually overflow and hit the homeland. I pray that it doesn't, but I predict that it will. Now, China is out of control. While the governments of the world are now relaxing restrictions on COVID, at least they're appearing to. What I believe they're appearing to do is relax but have a backdoor got them kind of an air situation. But the Communist Chinese Party's locking down like nobody's business. Headline says China locks down 51 million people amid COVID surge, igniting public outcry. So the Communist Chinese are locking down. And early on, they didn't lock down much, at least what we heard. But they say inside a newly shut down Chinese hospital. I guess that's the latest COVID-19 outbreak hotspot. Overworked nurses started a shouting match with doctors, demanding basic measures of protection. In some Chinese universities, students broke down in tears after some were literally sealed inside their dorms without access to water or toilets. Elsewhere, in some rental apartments, tenants were shocked to learn that they had to pack up and leave within hours. Why? Because once they considered this their home, now it would be converted into quarantine facilities. Yeah, I kid you not, this is going on. Over the past week, scenes of exasperation have emerged in various parts of the Communist Nation of China as officials battle against the stealth Omicron variant that has fueled these outbreaks in the Communist Nation of China. It's the worst outbreak since the country's announced the COVID spread in the first place. In other words, since this pandemic began, this is the worst outbreak in 2 years for the Communist Nation of China. The region hit the hardest were the southern technology hub, that's scary, of Shenzhen, I guess, whose 17 million residents were put into lockdown, ladies and gentlemen. I'll tell you more in seconds. I am Sam Bushman. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better having a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
We at Freedom Factor have a passion for our shared American heritage and want to help restore some of that American pride by emphasizing the documents that made us Americans. Our goal is to put pocket constitutions into the hands of every American and in every school. This effort requires your help. Order your pocket constitutions and browse our website at freedomfactor.org to learn how you can help spread the message of freedom. Read it, know it, share it. Freedomfactor.org.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live. Sam Bushman continuing this interesting story, interesting article. China locks down $51 billion amid COVID surge. There's an outcry amongst the Chinese people because it's out of control. Nongang City in southeastern China and northeastern Gilan province, I guess 10 million and 24 million people respectively in those regions are affected. Wow, 34 million people. Also subjected to these lockdown orders, they say. In less than 2 weeks, ladies and gentlemen, since March 1st, China has reported more than 10,000 cases spanning most provinces in the country. In some districts, they say the outbreaks are still developing. In other words, it's still getting worse. Critics, by the way, though, have long been skeptical of Beijing's, quote, official virus figures, citing the Chinese Communist Party's routine suppressing of information. They have a practice of suppressing information in the communist nation that harms its image, with its need to make you believe they've got the pandemic under control. Well, the United States does that too, don't they, ladies and gentlemen? They manipulate our numbers up while the communist Chinese nation's manipulating their numbers down. There's no way it's accurate, one resident from Shenzhen said, where 9 million residents have been locked in their homes since 3 days earlier. Wow. Beijing's official infection count is a problem. As most countries have learned to live with the COVID virus, mainland China is now one of the final holdovers of the, quote, zero COVID policy. The approach which the regime is insisting on, they claim, is absolutely effective. That's the mainstream China doctors and government officials and their equivalent of the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, whatever they've got over there. They say we need to take action earlier, faster, stricter, and more thoroughly in our outbreak response, they claim. China steps up measures to control COVID outbreaks. But you know what, folks? The policy, believe it or not, has pushed officials to defer academic and civil servant tests. And more than half a dozen cities have literally suspended in-person classes now. But the strain is already showing among the general populace, they say. Anyway, it goes on and on. And here's what happened. There's a battle between a nurse and a doctor. The doctor said, you got to treat these people. And she said, listen, the nurse said, I don't have the adequate protection. And the doctor said, don't worry, this disease is not transmittable. It's not contagious. So the nurse says to the doctor, since you claim it's not contagious, take your mask off. The nurse shouted at the doctor. This doctor had a full hazmat suit on, ladies and gentlemen. and a transparent face shield mask. This is on video that got uploaded to the internet. You can ask all of us nurses here. Most of us are taking sleeping pills, the nurse continued. Yeah. They're literally sick themselves. They're concerned with being sick. They're working themselves to death. When authorities in Wenzhou, a southern port city, closed an exhibition midway upon identifying one virus case, people are trying to make their way out and get out of there. Backlash also followed when Shanghai officials evicted tenants with little notice. Yeah, this guy rented an apartment and said, this is my home. She was incredulous when she told she had to leave within hours. This is not a hotel. It's an apartment. It's our home. The residents began to protest through all channels available to them, calling the police and the neighborhood community officials as well. And eventually, the authorities extended the deadline till midnight. Anyway, they say it's no use to complain to authorities because half of them are already in quarantine themselves. So, folks, the bottom line is it's hard to get information out of China because they have all kinds of rules that you speak out and you're going to get it. So one person was asked by the Epoch Times about this, and the employee simply said this, don't make it hard for me. District officials later apologized for the tight time frame, saying they were under significant pressure to contain the virus and racing against time. Yeah. The government policies, the problem with them, they say, are more political than practical. They don't want to publicize the information that they're losing. They don't have the upper hand on this virus, and they don't like it. They say it would be bad for authorities to admit the full extent of the outbreak. A hotel manager appears to agree. The outbreak literally has hit Shanghai's economy hard because of the COVID zero policy. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the problem is that that's going to affect, because remember I told you China is our most favored nation trading partner, right? This is going to directly affect, ladies and gentlemen, the global supply chain once again. And the other concern is if the outbreak is that crazy in China, is China really on the back end of this thing? It started and ends in China? Or is this the beginning of another round? I don't know the answers to those questions. I'm just telling you that it's something that we need to think through. And will countries follow the communist Chinese party's lockdown measures? How hardcore will we get if all of a sudden COVID spiked in America like it's doing in the communist nation of China? And you know what? They say it's not really a big threat, but when China locking down 51 million amid COVID surge, igniting public outcry, what do we expect that to be for us, right? How's that going to look for us? And that's kind of the concern, that this is a serious problem. And right now, I'm glad that it's not a problem in America. But how long until it is? I don't know. And I hope it's not. But I don't have a lot of faith. Do you? Because if they think that it's in their best interest to lock us down once again, trust you, me, they'll do it, won't they? Oh, yes, they will. They'll do it if they have the chance in a heartbeat, because that's who they are. That's how they act. That's what they do. All right, I got another interesting story for you. This is just shocking. Are you ready for this, Cameron? USA Today pick for Woman of the Year is a dude. It's a man. Literally transgender Rachel Levine honored. Bob Unruh with the story, WND.com. This is insanity. We have reached a level of just psychosis that's beyond measure, beyond imagination. Listen to this. Rachel Levine, Penn State University. There's a photo there. Rachel Levine the former health secretary for Pennsylvania and now an administrator for the Joe Biden administration, has been named one of the women of the year by USA Today. He was put on the list of, quote, honorees, along with Melinda Gates, Simone Biles, and Kamala Harris, who are women. I don't know how to respond to this, folks. According to MSN, Levine was confirmed by the Senate to be the U.S. Secretary of Health. Levine earlier made headlines when, quote, he was named the first openly transgender four-star officer in the U.S. military. I don't really know what to say about this. Now they go to Kaepernick, who likened the NFL to slavery last fall, announces that he wants to play again. Now listen, why am I bringing up Kaepernick? They say while transgenders live as members of the, quote, sex opposite their birth sex, they're often legally recognized in the opposite sex, and they can even have manipulating surgery. They would say reaffirming surgery that recognizes them in that sex, and even have body mutilating surgery that could double down on the sex choice. Believe it or not, at the chromosome level, ladies and gentlemen, male and female characteristics are in the human body. You can't change it, even though you lie to yourself, even though they don't follow the science. USA Today wrote, quote, every day across our country, USA Today is women of the USA Today's women's of the year lead and inspire, promote and fight for equity, and give others a place to seek help and find hope. They're strong and resilient women. They're champions of change, often quietly, but they get incredible results despite their own challenges. The Daily Wire identified Levine in its reporting as a biological man. Will America ever recover from this madness? It's a question that WorldNet Daily has. You look at this thing and you go, are you kidding me right now? Are we really discussing this like this? Are we really? USA Today pick USA Today's woman of the year is a man. Transgender Rachel Levine, honored by USA Today. It's hard to even fathom this stuff, folks, but look how far we've come. Look how far we have fallen. That's what I would say. That's how I would term it, if you will. What have we done? God says male and female created he them. Do you believe in God? And do you believe his pronouncement in the scriptures, in the Bible? We as a nation are starting not to believe that. And if we jettison the fundamental God exists, he's our Father in heaven and he loves this idea, and we jettison his declaration that male and female created he them, are we going to really turn our back on the Creator? Are we going to really turn our back on the author of all that we know and hold dear? USA Today certainly is. I pray you and I stand up. We have got to get active in the culture war, ladies and gentlemen, or we are in serious, serious trouble. Is it interesting that as we turn our backs on God and deny male and female, deny the Creator, we have war and rumors of war? Are you surprised? Isn't that what the scriptures say will happen? All right, just wondering. Hour one in the can, hour two coming up. I am Sam Bushman. This is indeed Liberty Roundtable Live. Nationally syndicated, globally distributed, 6 days a week, 2 hours a day. On the Sabbath we rest, doing our very best to be truth tellers, to tell the tale of liberty, and to do so in a meaningful, news the networks refuse to use way. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic.